Okay, so anyone who has the sefer, B'meimaroim Chelik Yud Gimel. I see a few or two new names here. So Shalom Aleichem. I don't know if you're new people or not. Whatever, you can identify yourselves after the year, I guess. But any case, so who? What's your name?
I'm Moishi. I invited them.
Oh, great. Okay, shkoyach, shkoyach. Very nice.
I'll come on in a minute.
Okay, great. Fine. So we're gonna do a piece or two from Adavad Hashem Oyer Vishi tonight. As per L, we'll move later in the sefer. If you have the sefer, you could turn to it. I don't know what page number to tell you because you have the new edition and I have the old edition. In the old edition, it's page Kufnun Dalid and Kufnun He. In the new edition, it's at the end of Shacharis before the Ketores. So I guess just turn until you get to that spot after the Shir Shaliyim. All right. I haven't decided yet. We'll decide now which piece to do first. I had the thought to do the third piece first. There's three pieces over here. We're not going to get all them in tonight. Okay. I would like to do this. Let's do the third piece first. And the reason for me saying so is it's a strange pasuk. We say it, most people that are saying L'David Hashem Ari now twice a day, you know, it would be nice to know what the pasuk means, even just on the simple pshat level. That's the pasuk of L'cha Amar Libi, Bakshu Fana Yisponecha Hashem Avakesh. So David HaMelech is saying, like, you know, my question is really, who is he speaking to over here? You know, I mean, that's not my question. That should be the obvious question. Who is it speaking to? L'cha, literally speaking, means to you. In this pasuk, it doesn't really mean that. Amar libi, my heart said, Bakshu fanai, seek out my face. Now, obviously, if we're talking about seeking out my face, it's now Hashem speaking, because he's the only face we're supposed to really seek out. And the end of the pasuk gives that away. Esponet Hashem avakesh, your face, Hashem, I am seeking out. So, obviously, this pasuk is written in a very cut up, chopped up way, which really calls question, just, you know, what is it saying? What does it mean? So the simple meaning of it, in the Metzudas it says, and L'cha is like, it really would be translated, I guess, about you. Omar Libi, my heart says, Bakshu Fanai, seek out my face. In other words, the heart is acting as a Shliach of Hashem. The heart is acting as a messenger of Hashem, saying, seek out my face. So it's kiveyachal, the Hashem that's inside of me is calling out, right? The Hashem inside of me is calling out, seek out my face. And then David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es panecha Hashem avakesh, your face, Hashem, I am indeed seeking out. That's the Pasha Pshat. Let's see what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says. At the end, the piece is at the end of Shacharis. I don't know what page it is. I don't have the new edition, so I wasn't able to check it out. Yeah. Adarab, if you could tell us what page number, right before the Ketores.
Oh, yeah, it's page Kuf Lamed Bet.
Kuf Lamed Tes?
Bet.
Kuf Lamed Bet. Okay, in the new edition. Great. Shkayach. Correct, yeah. We're doing the third piece with the pasuk L'cha Amar Libi Bakash Ufana Yispanecha Hashem Avakesh. Okay, so Kuf Lamed Gimel in the new edition, Kuf Nun Hei in the old edition. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says like this, L'chol Echad Habakasha La'amod Al Mohut Atzmo Umagamato. To every person, everyone has the request, meaning he's seeking out to understand the essence of himself and his purpose. Now already that's a very important and very big line, right? Every single person has this, it's really it's at the heart of everything we do, is trying to figure out who am I And what place do I play in this world? And as much as we kind of come close to an answer, the happier we are, and the more further away we come from finding an answer or giving up on ever figuring that out, we suffer from the opposite of happiness. But that's what's going on, and everyone's deep down, that's the question: is who am I, and what purpose do I serve in this world? Mitchila nidmel la'adam shehagvanim achitzonim shemotze bo hem ikar magamato v'yesod mehuto. At the beginning, it looks to a person that the external colors that he finds in himself, or the external, let's use maybe the word characteristics, or the, yeah, that a person finds in himself, initially it looks to the person that they are the main purpose for his being, and they are the foundation of his essence. Okay, all of us have certain aspects to ourselves, certain color, like if you want to use that word, certain colors to ourselves. We have certain maybe desires, and very often we confuse those things with our essence, right? We think that those external things, right, are our essence. Well, I'm ka'avur zman, but as time passes, hu margish et rekaniyut shebo, he feels his empty, v'chi eino makir et atzmo, and he feels that he doesn't really know himself. He doesn't recognize himself. He doesn't know himself. Umitoch kach bali de kishlanot rabim vasanot gdolim, and from that he comes to many stumblings and terrible tragedies. Ulam im chafetz lakir et beemet et pnimiuto. However, if he really wants to know his pnimius, he really wants to know what's going on inside himself, who he is. Tzarich sheida shelo yimtza et pnimiuto zulat im yivakesh et pnei Hashem. He needs to know that he will not find his inside, he will not find his pnimius, unless he seeks out the face of Hashem. That is the only way. Sheivakesh adnuto yizborch gam betoch pnimiuto. That he seeks out, he should seek out the Hashem, right? The masterness of Hashem. He should seek out the adnus of Hashem also inside of himself. If you're looking for God, in a certain sense, the first place to look is deep inside your own heart. Az yimtza atzmo me'ushar v'yashar me'od le'ad ule'olmei olamim. And then he will find himself fortunate, happy, and very straight forever and ever. This is first the way it is. He's going to now read it into the pasuk in just a second. But let's just recap on what he's saying. He's saying is that initially we often confuse who we are with things that are be'etzim, really just external to our being. And it's very hard sometimes. I would say more than sometimes, it's just very hard in general to zero on the real you. There are layers, you know, where obviously there's always the nurture aspect of we're nurtured to want certain things. You know, you might have been raised with the idea that you're going to be a doctor, and that you're going to be a rav even. Yeah, that could also be a nurtured thing, and it's not necessarily who you are. And it takes a lot of frustration very often till a person realizes that this is not who I am. I mean, there are many people that have gone to medical school for a few years and then said, like, what the heck am I doing? I've wasted all this money. I don't want to do this. You know, this is just not really where, this is not what I want to do. And it might be the same thing with, it is the same thing with all other things. It could be the same thing with a person is, because of family pressures, societal pressures, he might decide he's going into learning full time. I'm sorry for being a little bit saying divrei kura chas v'shalom over here. But at least according to the Netziv, I'm just going to rely on him. And the Netziv at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim says that not everyone is necessarily sitting and learning all the time, or apparently should be sitting and learning the whole time. So there are some people, I assume it must be a minority, I know I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, that go out to work in other fields outside of the Torah, but they, you know, the person that's forcing himself to try to become the Big Tam Chacham, the Big Bagashir, or a Magashir, or whatever, and it's not really where his heart is, it's just not him, he's going to find it frustrating at some point. And basically, most people go through some kind, these are just examples, of course, and I'm just bringing very specific examples. It could be examples in other things. It could be examples of people trying to, personality-wise, they think of themselves in a certain way, and sometimes they discover later on that, you know, that's not really who they are, but rather personality-wise they're trying to act in a certain way that they believe is expected of them by others. It can be on many different issues, many different levels, and all these things are part of the confusion that we go through, and that confusion leads to much frustration, or as Rabbi Yaakov Mishnah says, "Kishlonot rabot rabim va'asanot gdolim." It could lead to big tragedies. People can have tremendous, tremendous falls because they can't find themselves. They're looking for themselves in the totally wrong place. So Rabbi Yaakov Mishnah's cure—it's not his cure; it's the Torah's cure; it's David HaMelech's cure. It's you. If you want to find yourself, first step is to realize that the only way to find yourself is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're seeking out the face of Hashem, you will find yourself. Now that's a very important yesod. Very, very important yesod. Because generally speaking, most people approach life in the following way. And this is not just a matter of approach to life, it's a matter of approach to the Torah. Most people look at themselves as a being. I am a creation of Hashem. He created me in a certain way, and he gave me the Torah. I have different desires. I have different needs. I have different wants. And the Torah is a rule book which tells me, you know, some people, the higher level, will look at it as a rule book that guides me. The more common feeling is the Torah withholds me from really doing what I want to do. You know, it's viewed as an impotent on a person's life. How many times do, you know, I've heard so many times people say, you know, listen, I know the Torah is true. It's just I need to be myself and I can't do it. And I'm talking about people that were becoming Bala Tshuva or became Bala Tshuva and then were going off from being Bala Tshuva. You know, we took a shot and I don't connect to it and whatever. Obviously there's a problem in the connection. The connection has to be done right. I'm not saying there's a lot of problems like that in the Kiruv world of not helping people connect to themselves and to the Torah, I should say. They're both, it's just one and the same in the right way. But the point is that if you don't, this is how people are looking at themselves as a person, and then there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to make that shtim, I have to make my life shtim, I have to make it fit, I have to fit into Hashem's rule book and guidelines. And that's a tragic understanding of Torah, and the truth of the matter is, fundamentally, there's a certain group, you know, there's a certain strand of Judaism, of religious Judaism, which really, that's the way they look at it. And it's just very tragic. And then the kids aren't excited about anything, and not about Torah, not about mitzvahs, because, of course, if you're looking at the Torah, and you're looking at Hashem as like, you know, it's almost like he's sitting there laughing at you, you know, Hashem's upstairs there, sitting and laughing at you, like, he made you with all these taivas. He makes you with all, like, want all these things. He puts it right in front of your face. Says, "Ha, you can't have that." Like, that's a pretty, you know, that's not so nice. What kind of God is that? And who can enjoy mitzvahs? So many people out there are like, who can enjoy mitzvahs? You can enjoy Shabbos. You can't turn on lights. everything is a hassle. You can't, you know, you have to cook the food before and keep it warm, and you have to do it in a specific way. There are so many people that look at Shabbos as just an impossible thing. I can't work. I can't go on the bus. I can't go anywhere. It's my only day off. Right? You know, and as from Jews, we would hope, right? Certainly, if you're using your Shabbos in any, even a halfly right, you know, it's family time. It's a time to just like. Just rest. It's a time to think about Hashem a little bit. It's also a good thing to do. We love it. We can imagine how one could live without it. And every mitzvah really should be like that. Every single mitzvah, even the ones that to some people look as they're holding us back, we should be getting there to that point where we realize, and that should be a part of our avodah, is kiviyochol connecting to the mitzvahs and appreciating the fact that these mitzvahs, literally, like we say in davening, that the Torah mitzvahs, kihem chayenu, they are our lives. When we realize that the Torah and mitzvahs are our lives, v'oirich yimei, right, and they are the length of our days, v'nismach b'divei yisamu t'sech, right, we'll be happy with the words of your Torah. And that's major. That's a major, major havana, and that is the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is kutsha berichu Yisrael v'raisa chadu. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, myself, and the Torah are all one. So if I'm looking for myself, what that really means is I'm looking for Hashem and I'm looking for His Torah. Now that doesn't necessarily look the same in each and every person, right? It doesn't necessarily mean, it. Of course, not just that it doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't mean, right? There are no two people that have the exact same avodah in this world, that serve the same exact function, right? Why would, there's no, that wouldn't be helpful, two people to accomplish the same thing, right? Hashem has a little job for each of us, or maybe a big job for each of us, and we're all a piece of the puzzle. And no two people have that same exact mix, which is their avodah, their nisayon, and their what's expected of them, what they need to accomplish in this world. But the common denominator is that we are all a chelik eloika mimal. We are all a part of the Rabbanu Shalom Kibachal. We are all an extension and an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And therefore, and that is our essence. That is our essence, and therefore, if we are going to find what our specific pipeline is over here, what we are supposed to be accomplishing here, the only way to find it really is to look inwards into the deepest spot and to find Hashem inside of myself. And that's, now let's read the rest of the paragraph here. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says,
I just clarified something.
What's that? Yeah? Yeah.
I just clarified, are we saying that subconsciously, in every Jew, we are pre-programmed to want to do the Ratzon Hashem?
The truth of the matter is, yes. Ultimately, the neshama, for sure, is pre-programmed, because it's not just pre-programmed. The neshama is a part of the Torah, right? That's why we know the concept that the Riboy Osius in the Torah, 600,000 Isis in the Torah, whatever that means. I mentioned in the past that the calculation actually comes out to something like half of that, and there's many, many different explanations how this works in the Sfarim. But the concept is that there's Shishim Riboy Isis HaTorah, and each one is representative of one of the 600,000 main souls that there are in the Jewish people. So that means, yes, that every single one of us is rooted in an ice in the Torah. And of course, if you don't have all the ices of the Torah, if even one ice is missing, the whole thing is puzzle. The whole thing is, right? So we're connected. That means ultimately, every single ice is interdependent with all the other ices of the Torah. You can't have one without all. And therefore, the same thing is with the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Each neshama of Klal Yisrael is intertwined with all the other neshamas and intertwined with all the oisiyas of the Torah. So that the essence of myself and the essence of you, the essence of every single one of us, is a neshama of Klal Yisrael, is an ois in the Torah, which means the Torah. And therefore, yes, that's the which is the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, it's that's exactly what's pumping in through in us at every moment is the need to serve Hashem, the want, the desire to serve Hashem. Except that there's it's obviously covered over with many, many, many layers of physicality and of spiritual filth and all sorts of things which make it difficult for us to polish off that diamond and let it shine. But not impossible. You know, obviously, yeah.
What does it mean practically finding Hashem in ourselves?
What does it mean practically? That's a very good question. Practically speaking, it's first a shift in focus. Okay, that's why I was makdim. That's why I, you know, said this hakdama before that. The first thing is shifting our focus. Is not to see ourselves and Hashem as two separate entities, or see ourselves and the Torah as two separate entities. That like we have to, you know, this is a book of rules which hinders my life. The first thing is to shift the focus and to start and to realize and that takes learning. It's not going to be enough to just say it. It takes learning to realize what the mitzvahs are doing in us, what the mitzvahs are about. And there's many strains of explanation of what the mitzvahs do for us. Now, you know, like there was there's the who was it? Was it Martin Luther that said? Who was it? No, it was one of the presidents. Okay, somebody give me a Shmuel. Maybe you'll give me the history. Ask not what you can do for your nation, but what ask not what your nation can do for you, but what you can do for your nation. No, something like that. How'd it go?
Truman.
Churchill said that.
Churchill.
Kennedy.
No, it was Kennedy. That's what I thought it was
John
Kennedy.
Kennedy.
It was John F. Kennedy. Yeah. So you know, in a certain sense, you know, we're asking what the Torah is doing for us. When really we're supposed to be asking what we can do for the Torah. But there's nothing that we have no choice. Our first step, just that's the way people are, is we need a little bit of taste of the mitzvahs. The Mefarshim say the whole idea, right? There's a big machlekes in Shas, a big machlekes about time of mitzvahs. Are you derish time of mitzvahs? Are you allowed to investigate and give reasons for the mitzvahs? So ultimately, I think if I remember correctly, we're passing that you're not. And yet, the Svarim are filled with reasons for their mitzvahs. Kiviyachol, right? The Rambam in the third volume, in the third part of Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Mor Nevuchim, goes through a list of mitzvahs and explains reasons for the mitzvahs. You know, for example, he says you can't eat pork because, and of course, one second, let me step back. The Rambam's reasons, he doesn't have Kabbalah. So there's not the typical, you know, the mystical stuff which we're more used to today in hearing about what is important about mitzvahs. So the Rambam's all al-peep shot. He gives a very simplistic level of reasoning. And so, for example, for eating chazir, why did the Torah asser us to eat pig? Because pigs live in dirt. This is what the Rambam says. Pigs live in dirt, and if we were allowed to eat pigs, then we would have pigs in the house. And then we would have dirt all over the place. And that's not good. It's not, you know, it's not psychologically, emotionally, it's not good. It's not, a person shouldn't grow up in dirt, shouldn't live in dirt like they'll do in France. That's what he says. No offense to the French people, but the Rambam, you know, was, you know, the Spanish or French always had this, combating rank outs. Even between the Rishonim, you find, you know, the Chachmei, Rishonim of France and Spain, they were at each other's throats, and they didn't really think so fondly of the other. So maybe the Rambam was just being told, I don't know, in Spain that, you know, France, they live like pigs. They live in with that's what he says there. They live with pigs, and therefore they're very messy and dirty. Whatever is funny because the French nowadays are known as like very, very clean. But in any case, but that's an example. So the Torah wants us, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of chazir is that we should have a clean environment to live in. That's an important, that's a very important message, a very simplistic one that anybody can understand and anyone can appreciate. You know, now what is the Rambam's? So the Sfarim say, what does it mean time and mitzvahs? It's to give us a tam. It's to give us a taste of the mitzvah. That's what I want to get to. It's not that we know the reasons for mitzvahs. It's we know different flavorings that we can taste. something that the mitzvah does for us. Ultimately, our reason for doing the mitzvah has to be Asher kiddushanu mitzvah sevitzivano. He commanded us. So it's regardless of what I get out of it. But it's much easier to serve Hashem, being that we are encased in physicality. It is much easier for us to break out of that encasement by appreciating that He's doing something for us good, by appreciating that these mitzvahs are bringing us to a better spot, and understanding that in certain ways, in certain, you know, a little bit of how it's going. And the more we understand about the mitzvahs, and Kol Shekein, the deeper levels of the Al-Pi Kabbalah, the more we have an excitement of doing the mitzvahs. And yes, we still realize that as much as we know about the mitzvah, this still isn't everything. There's much more. And it's not just about affecting us, of course. It's affecting all of Klal Yisrael, it's affecting the whole world, and all the worlds, if you want to take it deeper and deeper. But so you're asking, how do we find Hashem in ourselves? It's a process of becoming more spiritual. It's a process of realizing that our lives, our essence, is a spiritual essence, and therefore the place that I'm going to find myself is through spirituality. It's a very shocking message in many ways, because we identify with our body. We identify, listen, intellect is part of the body to a great extent. Physical might, yeah, strength is strength of the body is physical. There are many things that, and we identify out these qualities, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe means by gvanim achitzoniim. We identify these external qualities that we have, we identify with them as being who we are, and that's not who we are. Those are things that we possess. But who we are is what's deep down there, and that's the Chelek Eloi Kamimal, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I have to see Hashem, I have to look for Hashem. Keep your eyes open, if you look, you'll see Him. So that's the answer to the question, is that first step is keep your eyes open for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the focal point of your life HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you will thrive. You will thrive, you will find out what you're supposed to be doing here. Let's just read it in the end of the paragraph here. So he says, Lecha amar libi v'goymer. To you, says my heart. He said, right? The heart, to you, my heart says, Bakshu fonai, seek out my face. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explains, Ima lev omer, Bakshu fonai. If the heart says, seek out my face, Lahakir et pnimiuti, to recognize my pnimius. So again, if the heart is saying, seek out my face, to recognize my pnimius, yodeh ani, then I know, ki es ponecha Hashem avakesh, that it is your face, Hashem, that I am seeking out. V'hineni moser atzmi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm devoting myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this way I will become freed from any pressure and any difficulties. You know, it's more than just difficulties, it's like a strangulation, like being bound. I find my fortune, my happiness, and the inner thing that I am seeking. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem. One thing I ask, this is right, the pasuk over the David Hashem. And then it says, Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem. The one thing I ask from Hashem, oisa avakesh, that is what I am seeking. Shivti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai, that I should sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzeis b'nayim Hashem ulevaker beichalo, to see the pleasance of Hashem, ulevaker beichalo. The truth of the matter is, the perish of that, many understand it to mean, it means to visit in his chamber, in his heichal. That's not the pasha pshat, though there are svarim that explain it that way. The real pasha pshat is from the lashon of bikoret, to be critiqued, to be under inspection in his heichal. That I'm giving myself over. I just ask to be in Hashem's heichal and to be like under inspection in his heichal. under Bikoret in his Heichal. But in any case, that's, so this is what he said, L'cho'am alibi bakshufonai, right? My heart is saying, seek me out, see, like, it's like, the heart is asking, like, who am I, you know? Bakshufonai. And then I know the answer to that is, Asponecha Hashem Avakesh. That's the push. The push to know myself is really the push to know Hashem. That's the only way I'm going to know myself, is by knowing Hashem. So if I'm looking for who I am, the only way to do that is by looking for Hashem. And by the way, that's much easier, right? Because we have a Torah that tells us about Hashem. We don't have a Torah that tells us, we don't have something, somebody gave us a document saying, here's your programming, this is who you are. The programming is right there in the Torah. And then each and every person, etz v'sein chalkeinu b'sar yosech, is able to attach in their own personal way, right? Find their own personal self in the Torah. I'll give you an example. You have the Sfarim say that, the Gemara says, for example, avicha b'may zar tfei, your father, with what was he careful, most careful? So the Sfarim say that what it means is that every person has a specific mitzvah, or should have a specific mitzvah, that mitzvah is like, for them, that's their mitzvah. They have a special relationship with a specific mitzvah. And that's their personal connection. They do all the mitzvahs, right? But to have a special, specific mitzvah, which is like your favorite mitzvah, your special mitzvah that you're more, you know, that is your own personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Maybe that's the ice, that's like kind of your ice in the Torah, if you want to say it like that. Your letter in the Torah. So this is obviously for El, you know. I think first of all it's important in L'David Hashem to be able to know a little bit what this pasuk means, even on just the pasuk that level. As we said, it's a very confusing pasuk to read into the words. But this yesod of, you know, listen, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is about being Mamlech the Melech. It's about realizing that it's Hashem's world. It's about it's Hashem's world. It's Hashem's plan, and it's about accepting upon myself His Malchus. Now, in one sense, that could be very threatening, right? It's like accepting His Malchus means I'm an Eved, which means like I don't have anything of my own. So that's, on the one hand, it can be understood in a very threatening way, in a very unpleasant way. On the other hand, we understand it in the way that it's meant, in the sense that it's my avdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not disconnected from the Avinu Malkeinu, from the aspect of Abba. Yeah, we have this dual relationship where they're it's true that they're two separate bechinas. And there's a lot to talk about that as well, but it's not even my malchus relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not unrelated to the Av Ben relationship. There's a relationship between the two, so that we realize when we're mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is us. That's our pneumius. And he fills us, right? The concept of Malchus in Kabbalah is, it's the Kli, it's the sphere that doesn't have any of its own light. It's only what it receives from above. So that's really what we do, is we fix up this Kli of Malchus. We fix up this thing where we make ourselves, in a certain sense, the Malchus. That Kabbalistically, that's what we're doing. We make ourselves the Malchus. We're being Mamlech Hashem. And how do we do that? By making ourselves the Malchus. What does that mean? We empty out everything from ourselves, and we say, Hashem, I have nothing. Only what you give me. Only what you pour into me. Only your light, all the Shefa, Gashmi, Ruchni, it's all, whatever it is. L'mancha elikim, Zacheinu l'chaim, right? Zacheinu l'chaim, we ask, remember us, Melech Chofetz Chaim, Chasveinu b'Sefer Chaim, and write us in the Sefer Chaim. L'mancha elikim chaim. It's all about you, Hashem. I'm asking for life. I'm asking for the, right? Which we barely do, only in those specific bakashas, which is takanas hagoinim, and not even from Chazal. But even that, when I ask, it's just leman chalakim chaim, it's all about you. And for us, that's beautiful. Because we realize that that's the secret of happiness, is being mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I say it's related to the Avinu, because we know that he's a good king. We know he's a special king. We know that he's a king that wants to shower upon us love. So he's a king who's our father. That's the Avinu Malkeinu. Even in the tshuva during the whole year, we always say, what's the bracha of tshuva in Shemoneh Esrei? Hashiveinu Avinu l'seirisecha. Vikarveinu Malkeinu l'avodasecha. In the right there in the bracha tshuva, it's connected. Return us to your Torah, our Father, return us to your Torah, and bring us closer, our Melech, our King, to your service. The Torah is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, and the tefillah is the expression of Him being our Melech, that everything we get comes from Him. These two things, the Melech, that relationship of Father and Son, and King and Servant, is Torah and Tefillah. That's really what it is. And they go together, like we learned in the first Shiurim. HaMeser, Misri, Meser, Ozna, Mishma, Divrei Torah. If you remove your ears from hearing Divrei Torah, then Tefillasein Emeses, his Tefillah is a Ta'eva. His Tefillah is considered is an abomination. It's rejected because Baruch Hu doesn't want it. There's a dual relationship. Torah and Tefillah build off of each other, need each other, like we spoke in their initial Shiurim in the Sefer. And that's... On Rosh Hashanah we focus on the Melech. That's the focus, is the Melech. I'm just pointing out that it's not disconnected from the Avinu aspect as well. Okay, anybody have any questions?
Question, please. We spoke about before, a person seeing themselves as Hashem expressing through us. Which Bechina is that? Is that the Bechina of Eved or the Bechina of Av and Ben?
It could be both. That's the truth. It has an aspect of both. Because you know, brakra davua, the child is the extension of the father, right? That's what the Gemara says, halachically speaking, right? And so that's also that's the same aspect. And on the other hand, the evit is the hand that, you know, just does whatever the master wants. That's also an extension. It's the evit is the yadarav, is the hand of the. So they're both different aspects of extension. Yeah.
Okay. Pick on something you already said before about the learning. So we're talking about finding ourselves in our relationship with Hashem and becoming more spiritual. So at least for men, though, isn't the either main way or the only way that happens through Talmud Torah?
What's the only way that what happens?
That develops to know Hashem, the Yediyah Hashem, and the relationship with Hashem.
Yeah, but it takes another shir to get into the details of it. It's not all of Torah. But it's not just. It's also davening. It's all keeping mitzvahs. But Torah is certainly the ikker. That's certainly the ikker. Yeah. Okay. Shavua Tov.
Yeah,
you come back in if it gets cut off, okay?
Then what is that? Very heavy and strong, pulling us in another direction. It is a natural thing to expect of a person.
You're asking if you're okay. One second. Let's just wait for. Okay, so you're asking that if it's the most natural thing for us is the neshamas, you know, seeking Hashem and doing Hashem's Torah mitzvahs. If that's the most natural inner point in every person, why is it so difficult for us to do it?
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying is that what's difficult is that from day one we identify with our physical, with the physical part of us much more than the spiritual. Right? We at the beginning of life, obviously it's all about food and drink, right? A little baby, there's nothing more than that. And then it's basic needs, the katnus, a katan doesn't have any das. Doesn't have any das, doesn't have a yetzer tov, and therefore we are born into the world in such a way where we identify most with what's manifest and obvious, which is the physical parts of our being. It takes time to develop their spiritual parts. The spirit parts are they need to develop, and we need to get in touch with them. So we're starting from behind. You know, we're starting Yetzer Leva Adam Ramin Urav. You begin with the Yetzer Hara, and if you have a relationship with that Yetzer Hara for 13 years till your Yetzer Tov comes in, like, you know, he's got the higher edge. So this is a big question. Why do that? You know, well, we could move it back the opposite. We could ask the question, we could basically kind of say from that question, that because, you know, perhaps your question would answer that question. In other words, because we are so, our essence is to do the Ratzon Hashem, he had to pull back and create us in such a way where that's not going to happen so easily. So we're going to first be born into the world identifying with our urge, our physical urges, our physical lusts, and, you know, be born in that way. For 13 years, we're going to live like that. And then, only then, the Das is going to come in, the Yetzer Tov is going to come in. And then, of course, the battle begins right away, right? Straight there by the Bar Mitzvah, the battle begins. As long as it's just the Yetzer Hara, it's funny, right? The kid is very often easier to deal with as long as he only has the Yetzer Hara. How come when he gets the Yetzer Tov, then it's difficult? Then all of a sudden he's fighting back? Because as long as there's no Yetzer Tov, there's no fight. So if there's no fight, the Yetzer Hara is still kind of calm. But at the end of the day, that's what we're identifying with, is our physical body. It's our, because our neshama goes through this, you know, has a lot of clothing on it. And we're that's it. We learn to think that we are part of the clothing. That's really what Yaakov Moshe is saying at the beginning of the piece over here. Mitchila nedmel adam shagvanim achitzonim shemotzebo hem ikama gamatov yisod mehuto. That we begin off by thinking that the external aspects of the person are his main purpose and really what he's about. And then we find out at some point, like, nope, that doesn't do it. That doesn't cut it. We're not happy. That's not us. So I think that's, you know, part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the inyan of Bechira, the inyan of letting us do our job the way we're supposed to do it, is by creating us with this in such a way. Now, I have to say something. The Ramchal, in the beginning of Derech Hashem, just to give a more complete answer, the Ramchal does say that initially Adam HaRishon was created in such a way where it was half-half. So there was no pull one direction more than the other. We had an equal half-half, and that was full real Bechira Chavshis. The only reason that we feel the Yetzer Hara is stronger than the Yetzer Tov, the only reason that the physical, it's not just Yetzer and Yetzer Tov, the physical part of us is so overwhelmingly powerful compared to the spiritual part of us, to our neshama, is as a result of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. That's what the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem. And therefore, it's true that today we find it seems to be, you know, like a 60-40, 90-10 maybe. Like, you know, it seems like the bad side is so much stronger. Well, that feeling is, it is. We still have Bechira, but it's that much more difficult because of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And in order to be metaken the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, we have to get rid of that spiritual filth, that zuma from the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and that makes it a very, very difficult thing. That's so you're right, but that's the avoda to get us back to where we were at the state of Adam HaRishon, and then, which, by the way, the Ramchal over there says, and the Sfarim all say, that the zuma of the chet of the Eitz Hadas can't be rid of except through death. That's the purpose of death, right? The whole idea of death is in order to get rid of that spiritual filth. So we could do as much as we can. There's always going to be that little bit. That's what it means that there are some people that died. Four people that died only be'ichoy shel nachash, because of the nachash's chet. What does that mean? Because even those tremendous tzaddikim, which has to be rid of, and the only way to rid that zuma is through the process of death and kvura. So yeah, that's a little bit on that inyan of why we still are stuck in such a difficult battle, despite our innerness, despite the fact that the essence is really so good, so good, so godly. Okay. Shavua Tov. If anyone else has any questions, speak up. Otherwise. All right, so Shavua Tov to everyone, and for all the, everyone who's starting Slichas tonight, Hatzlacha Rava. We should be zeicha to prepare ourselves well for Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Shavua Tov.